KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Light snow and 21 degrees in Atlantic. We look for cloudy skies with light snow today and a high of 24. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Well Cove. In Western Iowa news, a Council Bluffs man received a suspended sentence and probation for his role in a burglary in Mills County. 39-year-old Willard Frazier was convicted in Mills County Court of third-degree burglary, a Class D felony. Fourth District Court Judge James Heckerman sentenced Frazier to 5 years in prison, all of which were suspended. He placed Frazier on formal probation for 2 years. The Mills County Attorney Office said in mid-January of 2015, Frazier broke into the Junction Bar in Pacific Junction, damaging a door on the east side of the building. In the process, Frazier pried open several video games and removed money from them. He also took a tabletop game and an ATM from the premises. A former Pacific Junction city clerk accused by state auditors of giving herself unauthorized Christmas bonuses and vacation and sick pay has been given probation and must pay a civil penalty of $625. 43-year-old Carrie Williams of Glenwood pleaded guilty to tampering with records and was sentenced this week to a year of probation. Williams was granted a deferred judgment, which means that if she successfully completes probation, her conviction will be wiped from her record. Mills County prosecutors had dropped charges of theft and felonious misconduct in office. Williams resigned last March before the results of the auditor's investigation were announced in April. The charges were filed in August following an investigation by the Mills County Sheriff's Office. That investigation found Williams took nearly $32,000 in improper payments. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports an ongoing investigation into incidents that date back to last year has resulted in felony charges being filed against two people. Fred Almaguer and Johnny Weeks were arrested February 7th and charged with distribution to a person under the age of 18 on certain real property. That's a Class B felony. Almaguer and Weeks were brought to the Adams County Jail and held on $25,000 cash bond each. Johnny Weeks was also arrested February 4th on an Adams County warrant for possession of controlled substance, while Almaguer was originally arrested January 28th following a traffic stop. After further investigation, Almaguer was arrested for possession of controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Creston police are investigating a hit-and-run accident that took place Monday night. Officials said today that according to a witness to the incident, a red pickup truck was traveling through an alley between North Elm and West Summit Street at around 8:45 p.m. The vehicle drove into the yard behind a residence at 503 North Elm Street and struck the left rear side of a parked SUV. Damage to the 2006 Chevy Trailblazer was estimated at $3,000. And no injuries were reported following a collision Tuesday afternoon at the intersection of South Walnut and East Lucas Streets in Creston. Authorities say 51-year-old Dawn Robbins of Weldon was traveling east on Lucas Street when she ran a stop sign. Her 2000 Dodge Dakota pickup truck collided with a 2000 Chevy Blazer driven by 66-year-old Rose Beeman of Creston, causing $6,000 damage altogether. The accident happened as Beeman was traveling north on Walnut Street. No citations were issued. Another Western Iowa school district superintendent is looking to make a change. On Monday, we told you that the Clarinda School Board accepted the upcoming resignation of its superintendent, Paul Honnold. And now, according to the Daily Nonpareil, Tri-Center Superintendent Tony Weirs is getting ready to pack up and move this summer from Neola to Omaha, where he will become the Director of Secondary Education for Millard Public Schools. Weir submitted his resignation at a special school board meeting held January 25th. The school board hired a professional Central Iowa headhunting firm for $3,000 to conduct a search with applications due this upcoming Monday. A special school board meeting will be held that evening at Tri-Center to review applications in a closed session. Weir says that he's having had a lot of conversations about his decision to leave after only 2 years. He cited multiple family and work-related reasons in making his decision to leave the Tri-Center district. Weirs initially came to the Tri-Center from the Westside Community Schools in Omaha. He had replaced Brett Naniga, Tri-Center's former superintendent of 26 years, who left for the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Weirs is paid about $122,000. His contract is run through June 30th. The school district serves about 750 students across Neola, Minden, Persia, Beebetown, and the surrounding communities. Also in western Iowa, Woodbine and Boyer Valley are discussing the status of its shared superintendent, Doug Gee, who the Boyer Valley School Board wants to return to full-time service in Dunlap and Dow City for the 2016-17 school year. The news was brought to you by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.